It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now we know the Tokyo Olympics are happening next month. And
that's come up. Actually, no, it hasn't.
Well, yeah. But then it feels like it has come up quick, right? But the thing is, people can't go unless you're from Japan, living in Japan, right?
Okay.
And the fans who are attending have been told that they're not to cheer, they're only to clap, right? Because to stop, try and stop the spread of COVID.
Don't
right?
breathe too much.
Don't go, woo! Just, yeah. But, I mean, they're telling fans to clap, but they're also worried about the clap. And that's why they give away condoms every year, right?
Yes! Bazinga!
Bazinga! Since the 88 Seoul Games.
Yeah.
That's when they started handing out condoms to all the players, athletes. Thank you,
athletes.
And yeah, they're free. It's basically they put them in every corner of every room, from what we hear.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And like the bedside drawers are just full of them.
Just full of them, and they just give them out everywhere. Obviously, back then it was to raise awareness for HIV and AIDS. But you know what? Being healthy in your sexual endeavors is always the best way to be. Right?
Sure.
And the thing is, though, at this Tokyo Olympics, it is a little bit different. We know it's a year late.
Mm.
We know COVID's happened and, there's no cheering, there's no clapping, that type of stuff. Well, there's clapping, but not this clapping. But the thing is, they're saying these are simply to keep the tradition alive, athletes. These are not to be used.
So they are giving them out this year?
They are giving them out this year.
But they're ornamental dongs.
No, I think the dongs are real. It's the dings that are ornamental.
So real dongs?
Yeah.
Ornamental dingers.
Yes.
Do they actually work, though, if you did actually?
Yeah, I think they work. Well, I imagine that they would.
They're not.
They haven't gone and put holes in. Yeah, yes. Just to make sure we're putting holes in all of them.
Stapled them all.
On a flyer that says, please don't use.
Far out.
It's a bit of a weird thing. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That is one of the biggest sex parties ever, the Olympics.
There's definitely going to be a lot of clapping going on.
Yeah. Who's clapping? And then a bit of cheering.
Yeah, that's not event-based. Oh, my God. Yeah. No.
The thing is that, if you don't give out the condoms, people will just use their swim caps. I mean, they'll find a way.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Fun fact. Much earlier than usual, so I'm not really emotionally and mentally in a position to be able to do my spiel.
Mate, back yourself. You can do it.
Okay. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Holy, oh, my God.
Holy crap. Pre-7 a.m. spiel.
See? Back yourself. That's
Thanks,
what you
mate.
Always say.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Bless. Man,
Appreciate
I'm proud.
You. Thanks. Fun facts for today. Did you know that paper planes are older than actual planes? So they're originally known as paper darts.
Oh, yes.
People
that is a fun fact.
Making them for years.
Mm.
Lacewing larvae, also known as aphid lions, actually knock out termites, so good to have around the house. The way they do it, though, is with toxic flatulence. just a little one there. Just a little one for you there.
Thanks.
Just a little one. If an election in New Mexico is tied, the two candidates play a single hand of poker as a tiebreaker.
Oh.
So you've got to be good at poker if you are running for office.
There you go. Full house.
About 1.69 million Britons, and you know this fascinates me, have three or more nipples.
Yes, you love a third nipple.
I love a third nipple.
Is that your kink? Would you say that's your kink?
No, I've never seen one in real life. Never seen one in the wild.
Never.
But I meant, so three or more nipples. I didn't know you. Like,
I get more.
I know people have third nipples, but are there people with fourth and fifth? Are there people that are like cats?
Yeah, and they just
and
got
just have
six.
Just rows, like a lady pig, just.
Wow, you're into it. Hey, if anyone out there has, more than two nipples and you feel
amazing.
Comfortable in doing so, send us a photo on socials.
Or come into the studio. We'll
just
do
push them up against the glass.
Yeah, yeah, I'll just squeeze them. Okay, let's move on before it gets too weird. You can sprain your teeth, or rather the ligaments that hold them in place, so be careful with those. It is against US federal law to correspond with a pirate. So don't correspond with a pirate. You've heard the saying, cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
Well, actually, at room temperature, the inside of a cucumber can be up to 20 degrees cooler than the outside air. So it is actually cool
as a cucumber. Love
and
a
finally, going to wrap this one today with an animal one, because I know you love the old animal facts.
I do.
South American otters have at least six call types, six ways of talking to each other.
Yeah.
They do a scream, they do a chirp, they do a squeak, they do a growl, they do a little chuckle. And when an otter sees something new, they have an inquisitive, huh.
That's amazing.
A little otter sees something floating down the river like, huh. Thought you'd like that one. Fun fact.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log
on K-Rock.
Just cruising our way through Friday morning. Bit of Pearl Jam, bit of the jam, Friday morning jam.
Is that a
Pearl Star?
Is he slapping his knee at the end there?
No.
No, I think that's a... I'm pretty sure that's a knee slap.
Nah, I think he's hitting something with a drumstick, isn't he?
Nah, that's a knee
is
slap.
Is that a knee slap?
If that isn't that, I'll tell you. I've done sound engineering, and I know a knee slap.
All right,
I hear
mate.
A
well,
knee
do you know
slap.
What? I don't care. So I'll take your word for it.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
So you know how Cody Simpson was trying to get to the Tokyo Olympics?
Yeah. Oh, you mean this guy? She on my I can see why he tried swimming.
Yeah, who signed off on that? Anyway, so 24 years of age, he shocked the world, obviously, getting to the trials. And last night, he didn't make it in the 100-metre butterfly. But the thing is, man, he got close.
Yeah.
So... the two guys that got through, Matthew Temple broke the Aussie record with a time of 50.45.
Yeah.
David Morgan qualified with a time of 51.67. And our Cody Simpson, right, he got 52.94.
Very close.
So close. Mm-hmm. Surfboard, board. That. Anyway, good on him. He uploaded on his Instagram saying thanks. And, I mean, his coach as well uploaded on socials and said, you are not a singer who can swim anymore, but a swimmer who can sing.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
But, I mean, maybe I beg to differ, though.
Well, can he do either? No, bless him. He's great.
No, I know. Good on him.
John Rooney told us this time last week that this Olympics wasn't the goal for him. This was a little bit of a taster, and really 2024 is going to be where he should make the team.
Man, he wanted 54 seconds in December. He trained for 6 months and he got 52 seconds. That's incredible. He's going to be a force, I reckon. Good on him.
It's amazing that you can pour 6 months of your life into 2 seconds, isn't it? Like, just really just spend 6 months of your life.
Or into anything.
Yeah, you're right.
You and I live in each day.
Anyway, here's another one of his bangers.
This is the Irish version, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a better swimmer than he is a lyricist. That's for sure. Nah, bless him, he's great. No, I know we keep saying that, but we do actually mean it.
But if you follow up with nah, bless, then it negates everything he said.
No offence, but...
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log
on K-Rock.
Yesterday I revealed a bit too much of myself trying to get changed in the car park at physio.
Yes.
Made some strong eye contact with a middle-aged woman as she walked past my car with my pants around my ankles, and I apologise for that. I'm really sorry. I said I had three options. I could have done my workout in my jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I could have gone and tried to get changed in there, but I wasn't even sure they had toilets, let alone change rooms.
And you didn't want to ask.
No. Turns out they do have change rooms, I found out. or I could get changed in the car. And so I opted to get changed in the car. Mm. And in doing so, probably ruined someone's day.
Or made it.
Well, but during those ads, you just explained that there was a fourth option.
Yeah, there is a fourth option.
What's the fourth option?
Well, I only found this out when I got that big hematoma?
Yeah.
Because I fell off an esky at Nears. And I was going to a physio and I'm like, oh, I don't have the right pants today. Oh, I'm so sorry. They're like, that's okay. Here you can use the shorts that we have here.
The clinic shorts.
The clinic shorts. So I had to put on a pair of shorts that has been put on before by people that are visiting that don't have the right attire.
How do you feel about that though? Because
you
didn't feel great about it?
Oh no, I didn't feel great about it, especially because I didn't fit.
No, yeah, okay. Well, they were big.
No, they were small.
Oh, were they unflattering? Amazing. Because I assume they would be washed. They wouldn't be just letting people wear them and then putting them back in the drawer.
Okay, me and you are in a physio, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's like, don't forget to take the shorts home and wash them. You'd be like, yeah. The next day I come in, did you take the shorts home? Nah, that's all right. That's what would happen.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Everyone's wearing the same sweaty shorts that are sometimes too small for people.
Idea, okay? Business idea for physios. Mm. We will sell this product to physio clinics. Right? You know when you go and get your full body tan?
Sure.
And you wear the little paper kind of G arrangement?
Oh, do you? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, do a bit of Pilates.
I do my own tan, but yeah.
Get on the reformer in one of those, bit of Pilates, and then it goes straight in the bin once you're done.
And it goes see-through when you sweat.
Yeah, I don't think it's you seeing through. I think you're seeing all around it. That's the problem. Oh, Dom and Logan. K-Rock.